beginnen om 2 uur. Een paar minuutjes nog. Tegen imperialisme. Ja. Ik kan niet anders zeggen. Hands off Iran, Palestijn, Libanon, Venezuela, Cuba. Zie ik staan. And Western imperialism, Yankees go home. Want bommen hebben nog nooit ergens vrede gebracht. En daar is het goed voor. Kom nog maar eens met de industrie Frankie. Om Ghost of Hollywood te spreken. Okay. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing. I'm a thief. The state need. Eran las tres.
Чего ты там пиздишь, чего?
DI, your government has abandoned you. They have ordered you to die, DI. Do not trust them. Defect, DI. It is a very good idea to leave a sinking ship. They lie to you, DI. You know you cannot win this war. Your rich leaders grow richer while you die in the swamp, DI. They will give you a medal, DI, but only after you are dead. Your government lies to you every day, poor soldier. You have lost this war, DI. Your army will leave you behind. Imperialists made you fight this war, DI. They do not care about you. DI, your government has betrayed you. You will not return for you. DI, your airplanes bomb your own men. You are not safe here. The skies are dangerous, DI. They will napalm you tonight. Your pilots do not care that you are down here, DI. Okay. You cannot dig foxhole too high in, DI Joe. Your bombers will find you. DI, your helicopters fall from the sky like broken birds. They cannot see from your airplanes, DI. They come to bomb you.
Que se parezca. canto de los andarios para alcanzar las estrellas. Que el canto tiene sentido cuando palpiten las venas del que morirá cantando las verdades verdaderas, no las lisonjas fugaces ni las famas extranjeras, sino el canto de una lonja hasta el fondo de la tierra.
Thanks for being here today. Dank om hier allemaal te zijn. We gaan zo beginnen. Maar ik wil jullie alvast even zeggen waarom dat we hier staan. We staan hier voor het US Consulate. Omdat we het beu zijn dat de imperialisten steeds maar meer land innemen. Steeds maar weer bommen gooien. Het lijkt niet te stoppen. En wij zeggen hier nu volmondig nee tegen. Nee! Boe! Boe! Boe, USA!
Boe, USA!
No blood for oil!
No blood for oil!
Lift the sanctions!
Lift the sanctions!
Free the people!
Free the people!
Zionists!
Zionists!
Imperialists!
Imperialists!
You are the terrorists!
You are the terrorists!
Donald Trump, there's a door! U.S. soldiers!
Go home!
Nice, I love it. U.S. soldiers!
Go home!
U.S. drones!
Go home!
U.S. warships!
Go home!
U.S. bombers!
Go home!
U.S. capital!
Go home!
U.S. sanctions!
Go home!
U.S. fighter jets!
Go home!
CIA!
Go home!
U.S. consulate!
Go home!
U.S. embassy!
Go home!
U.S. soldiers! Okay, I love it. Dutch people are so much better at this. Okay, we all know this one. One, we are the people.
Two,
we won't be silenced.
Three,
so stop the bombing now, now, now. Four, let's free the people.
Five,
let's free the land.
Six,
let's kick the Yankees out, 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 out. One. Intifada, Intifada. Viva, viva, Intifada. Intifada, Intifada. Viva, viva, Intifada. Intifada, Intifada. Okay, for those here from South America, imperialismo abajo. Imperialismo. 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 Capitalismo. Imperialismo. Colonialismo. Imperialismo. USA, you can't hide. You're supporting genocide. USA, you can't hide. You're supporting genocide. USA, you can't hide, you're committing genocide!
USA, you can't hide, you're committing genocide!
USA, you can't hide!
You're committing genocide!
USA, you can't hide!
You're committing genocide!
You're committing genocide! I wrote this one special for the US, for the US Empire. It's brand new. We saw the files. We saw the files.
We saw the files.
You're dirty pedophiles.
We see through your lies.
You're dirty, dirty lies.
We saw the files.
You're dirty, dirty pedophiles.
We see through your lies.
You're dirty, dirty lies. Okay, I will give the word to her.
Hi, everyone. Thank you. Thank you for being here with us today. We are standing here in front of the local CIA chapter of the US regime, the super terrorist of all times. We are here as part of the Global Solidarity Coalition. We are fed up with our country's complicity with the destructive US empire and the Zionist genociders. We stand here in solidarity with all who have suffered from imperialism and colonialism and with all those who resisted then and now. The wars of our age aren't just fought with bombs or pager attacks. They fight people with their economic warfare. They fight us with the screens in our pockets and our shows and the shows on our TVs. They propagate disinformation while they drop their bombs on Iranian school children and tell you they're bringing them freedom. But we know what these Yankees mean with freedom. Freedom for child traffickers in the fucking White House. Freedom for the bankers and corrupt technocrats. Freedom to steal, to bomb, and to enslave. They had us believe for more than 75 years that the Palestinians were the aggressors and their colonial project Israel was the fucking victim. But we don't believe them anymore. They tell us Cuba is a failed state. If so, why are they still suffocating them? We don't believe you anymore. The only failed state we see is the fucking US regime. They tell us Africa is poor, but we know you never stopped plundering them. They tell us anyone who resists the empire is a dictator, but they never say a word against their puppets in the Gulf states. And now that the war criminals Netanyahu and Trump have illegally attacked our beloved Iran, they want us to believe that Iran is the aggressor. Enough with your propaganda. We know who started it. Dear people, thank you for being here. With your courage and for love for our country and for our people. We all know fascism is on the rise. some of in our diaspora are not an exception. Worldwide, they have been intimidating and threatening anyone in our diaspora that is against the illegal war on our beloved country. We came here today because these fascist Zionist Iranians do not speak for our diaspora, nor do they speak for our families in Iran. We stand here before you as part of the Global Solidarity Coalition, a coalition born out of the need to unite our solidarity, our struggle for global liberation from the parasite that is the capitalist imperialist system. Western politicians want you to believe that the entire Iranian diaspora and Iranians in Iran are happy that you bombed our families back there, that you bombed our schools, our gas fields, our mosques, and our ancient palaces. We are fucking not happy. It is now clear that the international law is not made for order or justice, but a weapon of control. It is applied with double standards. It's optional for the powerful and binding for the weak. It exists not to protect the vulnerable, but to legitimize the empire's terrorism while criminalizing resistance of its victims. International law didn't matter when they kidnapped the president and his wife. It didn't matter when they assassinated foreign leaders. It didn't matter when they bombed a school full of children. It didn't matter when they broke the peace negotiations. It didn't matter when they genocided the Palestinians. It didn't matter when they invaded Iraq, Lebanon, Syria, or Afghanistan. And the list goes on. Dear people, we don't have more time to waste. Our brothers and sisters, our taxes are funding endless wars. It will never end. And our stance is clear, though. If you don't do something now, you accept that your turn will come. It will come. When the empire targets one of us, they target all of us. But the people united will never be defeated. Thank you.
Before we continue with the program today, some safety checks and safety tips for everyone. Our advice is to, when you leave, please leave together. Leave in groups. Don't leave on your own and alone. Have a place you know you can go to where it's safe for you, where it's safe, where is a safe space, where is a safe space for people like us. Sounds a bit weird, but a safe space. There might be counter-protesters coming today. The police is informed, and we have some stewards. So if you see anything suspicious, please, I don't see them wearing yellow vests, but please come. They have red bands around their arms. So if you see anything suspicious, know that you can talk to them. Also, make sure that you don't take pictures of other people here without their consent. And please, if you don't want to be identified or if you want to stay anonymous, please make sure that you keep yourself covered in some way, or that you, if your picture is being taken against your will, please also let us know and speak to the person taking the picture. For our comrades here, there is a lawyer today, Dan Gaasbeek. You can find the RSC form in the link in our bio. And the AG number is on the last slide of our recent post on Instagram. And if you need the number and you don't have your phone with you, come to me and I will give it to you. Thank you.
Oh ja, ik krijg altijd een speciale aandacht. Zien jullie dat? Het is hard te koesteren. Alle bewegingen in Amsterdam worden door deze geweldige mensen ondersteund. Een applaus voor technici hier. Ik had gehoopt dat ik ooit kon zo rustig spreken zoals vorige spreker. Dat lukt mij niet, vergeef mij. West-Azië schreeuwt. Afrika schreeuwt. Latijns-Amerika schreeuwt. Onder andere Sudan, Congo, Somalië, Venezuela, Cuba, Palestina, Libanon, Jemen en nu Iran. De 13e eeuwse dichter Saadi schreef een korte gedicht over mensheid dat vandaag hangt bij de Verenigde Naties. Het Iraanse origineel gevolgd door de vertaling. Bani Adam azaye yek pekarat, ke dar afarinesh ze yek goharat. چو عضوی به درد آورد روزگار دگر عضوها را نماند قرار تو که از محبت مهلت دیگران بیغمی نشاید که نامت نهند آدمی در نیدرلاندس فرتالینگ منسن زین در لیدن ماتن فانن خهیل در کراتسی فان اسنسی ان زیل uit één enkel deel. Als een ledemaat pijn ervaart, voelen de andere ledematen zich bezwaard. Als je niks voelt bij andermans pijn, denk je dan mens te zijn? Biologisch is dit samen te vatten. Als de mens is een sociale wezen. En als je dat uit elkaar haalt. Zoals onze geatomiseerde individualistische samenlevingen. Maak je ons kapot. We zijn geen mens meer. We zijn beland naar een lagere niveau van het zijn van de mens. Dames en heren. Al 22 dagen is een afschuwelijke oorlog tegen Iraanse bevolking gaande. Het is duidelijk dat Amerika en Trump spijt hebben van onze onrechtvaardige oorlog tegen Iran. Van deze onrechtvaardige oorlog tegen Iran. De crisis is compleet. Ze weten geen uitweg. Alleen in de eerste 2 dagen hebben Amerika en Israël een hoeveelheid bommen gegooid, vergelijkbaar met alles tijdens de oorlog op Irak gegooid. Toch hebben ze Iran niet kunnen vernietigen. Het gaat niet om de islamitische regering. Als oppositie van de Iraanse regering zie ik dat Iraniërs zich rond de vlag hebben verenigd tegen de buitenlandse aanval. Het gaat om de verdeling van de bakermat, een van de oudste statelijke systemen dat de leiding gaf aan wetenschap en de kunsten op de aarde. En waar voor het eerst de basis van mensenrechten werd geschreven. Wetenschappers die wetenschap bij mensen thuisbrengen, zoals natuurkunde Neil deGrasse Tyson, zeggen dat wetenschappers wereldwijd deze oorlog en elke oorlog afkeuren. Ze zeggen dat wij op een schouder van Iraniërs staan en daar moeten we erkenning aan geven. Dit tweet van hem heeft 38 miljoen keer bezocht. Dat zegt iets. Dat zegt iets. Iran is bijna 80 keer groter dan Israël. Het excuus van regime change is niet meer dan een manipulatie tegen een deel van Iraniërs en haar diaspora. En meer niet. Ik moet me toedelen dat na 22 dagen van radeloze acties van Amerika een hulpvraag van Trump de escalatieladder en een stap verder gaat. Ze hoopten Iran als, net als Venezuela binnen 48 uur te overheersen. Door net als met het ontvoeren van een president en zijn vrouw te laten zien hoe hun chaos de wereld beheerst. En Europa wacht tot verplichting om mee te gaan. Ze zeggen we hebben hoop dat wij niet hoeven. Maar als het hoeft, wij moeten. Maar Iran heeft tot nu toe niet al haar kaarten gespeeld. Iran zet haar economische kaart vooral in met het sluiten van de straat van Hormuz. Na aanvallen op Amerikaanse militaire bases aan Israël. Golfstaten die hun grond hebben opengesteld, hebben gemaakt voor Amerika en NAVO zijn niet neutraal. En als zich verder met de oorlog mengen in de escalatielader en de stap nog verder gaat. Amerikaanse naïeve gedachten is verslagen. Dat is duidelijk. En nu is de fase van Vietnamisering. Eerste drie weken was de eerste fase. Dat is niet geslagen. Nu is het beleid naar Vietnamisering van de oorlog begonnen. Dit betekent lange termijn oorlogvoering. Waar Amerika eigen geschiedenis mee gevormd heeft. En collectief geheugen weet genoeg hierover. Trouw schrijft op 17 maart dat een schip onder Nederlandse vlag heeft deze week mogelijk wapens afgeleverd in Israël. Dat roept vragen op over het internationale recht. Dat is aan ons een roeping als Nederlanders. Wij kunnen van hier de oorlog daar niet stoppen. Wij kunnen hier alleen een zaak onder controle hebben. Ons leger zich niet aan deze genocidepolitiek te begeven. Stop het bewapenen van Israël. Ontbind NAVO. Vorm een Europese leger voor defensie. Stop met Big Tech van Amerika. En vorm digitale EU publieke ruimte. Stop geweld tegen mensen in mondiale Zuid en diaspora in mondiale Noord. Lang leven het volk. Lang leven het Iraanse volk. Peace for Iran.
Peace for Iran. Peace for Iran.
Hello everyone, my name is Maarten van Bronckhorst. I'm just gonna do a little piece of poetry in English for the possible US person listening in. I seldom write poetry anymore because the airplanes are just too loud, but this poem is called Iran is a Woman. I seldom write poetry anymore because the airplanes are just too loud, but when I do, I write about the humming of the hive mind of a crowd, an uproar of the masses ignoring orders of the old world order. The borders of class consciousness that was once asleep have been trespassed one time too many. In the Oval Office, a criminal in orange throws a dart at a world map, wondering what country to accuse of nuclear plans next. Invasion is not liberation, but international distraction. Maybe clean up the mess in your own house. There's only so much you can shove under a carpet. Do not appropriate an ancient culture like Disney did to Aladdin. Iran is a woman. Her wisdom is old and fruitful, and frankly, she is tired. She is beaten on the streets, and when she tells her husband, he too beats. Iran is like a woman. When she goes to the police, they take up her husband's statement because he is trustworthy. Who should she fear the most, her enemies or her ally? Iran is like a woman. It's Nowruz and the start of spring. And while she bakes chickpeas in olive oil for the family, an army of brave U.S. soldiers starts invading the pan. I seldom write poetry anymore because the airplanes are just too loud. Thank you.
But only after you are dead. Your government lies to you every day, poor soldier. You have lost this war, DI. Your army will leave you behind. Imperialists make you fight this war, DI. They do not care about you. DI, your government has betrayed you. You will not return for you. GI, your airplanes bomb your own men. You are not safe here. The skies are dangerous, GI. They will napalm you tonight. Your pilots do not care that you are down here, GI. Okay. You cannot dig foxhole to hide in, GI Joe. Your bombers will find you. GI, your helicopters fall from the sky like broken birds. They cannot see you from your airplanes, GI. They come to bomb you.
Yesterday, the Nuestra America convoy arrived in Havana with a bold message. Dozens of artists, scientists, and political representatives flooded Havana streets, delivering much-needed aid, including medicines. This marks a decisive breakthrough in halting the blockade, the criminal siege that has strangled Cuba and its people for over 60 years. These activists have directly challenged the United States' ability to choke Cuba by delivering $400,000 worth of solar panels to hospitals, schools, farms, and homes. They have also shattered another facet of the blockade. They have also shattered another facet of the blockade, often forgotten, the barrier to information. For years and years, misinformation has been spread about Cuba. Now the falsehoods propagated by the mainstream media are being exposed and dismantled right before our eyes. As they have lied to us about Palestine, Venezuela, Lebanon, and Iran, so do they deceive us about Cuba. The empire talks of regimes, regimes that must be toppled to bring freedom to the people. But we know there is no such thing. There are no regimes. There are only the people. And the people are rising up to defend their revolutions, all united in a common front against the empire. And let it be clear, comrades, we cannot afford to stop now. We must send more delegations to Cuba. We must send more aid to Cuba. One convoy at a time, the blockade will fall. I am calling on you to join us in our delegation to Cuba in May, and I urge you to contribute to our solar panel fundraiser. Down with imperialism, patria o muerte, venceremos!
The next speaker is a comrade from Venezuela, and unfortunately she couldn't be here today, but she wrote a statement in Dutch that I'm going to read. Het lijkt erop dat we in handen zijn van 1% van de mensheid, de beroemde, almachtige elite, die ervoor zorgt dat het aantal inwoners en hun welzijn en bewustzijn afnemen, door middel van oorlogen, hongersnoden, epidemieën, economische crisis, diefstal van hulpbronnen, manipulatie van de waarheid en nog veel meer. Door de geschiedenis heen hebben sommige volkeren zich in meer of mindere mate tegen die manipulatie verzet. In de 20e en 21e eeuw in ons Latijns-Amerika zijn de drie landen die het duidelijkst en het meest voortdurend tegen het westerse imperium hebben gestreden, zoals we weten Cuba, Nicaragua en Venezuela. En in het nabije oosten en iets verder weg aan de Middellandse Zee, Palestina, Libanon, Syrië, Jemen en Iran. Iran, een van de sterkste onder ons. Bedankt voor jullie strijd, broedervolk. In Azië, Vietnam, Noord-Korea, Indonesië, vergeet ik iemand? In Afrika, Zuid-Afrika, Congo, Angola, Libië, Burkina Faso, andere leden van de zegel, Zimbabwe en nog veel meer volkeren. De elite is 1% en wij zijn de 99%. Hoe machtig ze ook zijn, uiteindelijk zullen wij overwinnen. Het volk redt het volk. Het is aan ons om weerstand te bieden. Nu wil ik de naam van mijn land Venezuela zuiveren. Op sommige sociale media wordt het land als laf bestempeld, omdat het de Verenigde Staten niet heeft verslagen op die noodlottige 3 januari. Hadden we kans op overwinning? Zou het de moeite waard zijn geweest om duizenden en duizenden levens te verliezen in zo'n ongelijke oorlog? Onze revolutie staat nog steeds overeind, ondanks de verraderlijke aanval die nacht. Rodriguez speelt een uiterst moeilijke schaakpartij tegen de Verenigde Staten. Stap voor stap verdedigt ze met een zeer intelligente en Bolivariaanse diplomatie onze soevereiniteit. Onze soevereiniteit en die van zoveel landen die we niet in de steek mogen laten. 10 miljoen Venezolanen gingen de dagen na de aanval de straat op om de terugkeer van hun president en de first lady te eisen. Ze vragen erom met liefde en overtuiging. Ze zullen niet ophouden totdat ze terug zijn. Maduro en Cilia zijn het volk en het volk zal hen redden. Het imperium valt op vele fronten aan, vooral via de media en de sociale netwerken. En ik vraag de activisten om het nieuws dat in de desinformatiemedia verschijnt over Venezuela en andere soevereine landen zeer goed te controleren. Zij, de elite, zijn bang voor het volk en willen ons verdelen. Ze investeren veel geld in manipulatie-experts om oneenigheid onder ons te zaaien. Laten we slimmer zijn. Laten we echte mensen zijn. En laten we weerstand bieden tot we overwinnen.
We will kick the empire out.
Say it loud. Say it loud.
bloody no war.
USA, shame on you.
USA, shame on you.
The world does not belong to you.
USA, shame on you.
The world does not belong to you.
EU, shame on you.
Your hands are bloody too.
EU, shame on you.
Your hands are bloody too.
Your hands are bloody too.
Holland, shame on you.
Holland, shame on you.
Your hands are bloody too.
Your hands are bloody too.
USA, shame on you.
USA, shame on you.
The world does not belong to you.
The world does not belong to you.
USA, shame on you.
USA, shame on you.
The world does not belong to you.
Imperialismo.
Abajo.
Imperialismo.
Abajo.
Imperialismo.
Abajo.
Our next speaker.
Free, free. Free, free. Free, free. From the river to the sea.
From the river to the sea.
Palestine will be free.
Palestine will be free.
Palestine will be free. One, we are the people. Two, we won't be silenced. Three, let's stop the bombing now, 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 now. One, we are the people. Two, we won't be silenced. Three, let's stop the bombing now, 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 now.
Before I start my speech, I want to take a moment for all the martyrs that has fallen in Gaza, in Lebanon, in Iran, in Venezuela, in all of the free world. But this moment, I don't want it to be a moment of silence. I want to hear a moment of rage, of anger, of noise. I want to shake this city. Let's shake this city down. Assalamu alaikum. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Ahmed, and I'm the co-head of delegation of the Dutch delegation of the Global Sumud Flotilla. When we first took to the streets a couple years ago, when the genocide started, we were demanding an end to the war in Gaza. And here we stand today, as the Zionist war machine is bombing Lebanon, Iran, Syria, Venezuela, Cuba, Sudan, and every country and people that dared to believe that they could be free. This makes me think deeply how Gaza resisted the occupation for full 2 years with a ferocity history has never seen before. It outperformed all the world's intelligent agencies in security and intelligence. And they couldn't extract a single captive in 2 years without the resistance permission. And they were not released except in exchange for thousands of Palestinian hostages that has been captive for tens of years. All while being besieged in the largest open air prison in the history as we know it. Then we saw the resistance in Lebanon rubbing the noses of the IDF in the mountains of Lebanon. Even though they are just a movement in a devastated state. And now we're seeing Iran with all the differences, with all the disagreements, uniting against the empire and imposing a total control of the world's economy while being under US sanctions for 40 years. And we also saw the Yemenis laying control over the Red Sea. Undisputed control. This makes me think a lot. Also, on the other hand, about the Arab states that pay trillions of dollars to the US Zionist Empire for protection. It makes me wonder about the European Union that is following blindly the US Zionist Empire. We pay here up to 51% of our taxes to the state, and we don't even have sovereignty of the Netherlands. The Netherlands is not a sovereign state. The European Union is not a sovereign union. You can make me poor, but you will not humiliate me. I'm not gonna pay for my own humiliation. And so I realized dignity is a choice, as well as treason. The European Union leaders and the Dutch leaders and the Arab leaders are committing treason by bootlicking the American Zionist Empire. Let's state the facts. Let's state the facts. And let's address the elephant in the room. This is bare treason. Naked treason. All of us, we could see it. All of us here suffering from housing crisis, from medical crisis, all kinds of crises that we're going through. And still the Netherlands is the largest investor in Israel. 70% of the investments in the world that go to Israel comes from the Netherlands. The Netherlands holding the ICJ and the ICC. What use of those institutions if you cannot protect them and if they don't provide you with sovereignty over your own land? What use of it? What use of all these international institutions and all those so-called leaders acting stupid, deaf and blind to what's going on in the world? if the state is built on taxing its people? So what exactly are we paying for if even sovereignty we don't have? And so we stand here today to announce that we will no longer accept this situation. We will no longer kneel, and we will no longer be silent. And we will not accept the condemnation of the resistance anywhere or any form of resistance. And the traitors who handed over our necks to the Zionist American Empire to toy with our fates as they please must be held accountable in a way history will never forget. We, the people, will not wait for anyone's permission, and we will move towards Gaza by sea and by land in the largest humanitarian mission the world has ever seen. Whether the world likes it or not, whether the empire likes it or not, we are not waiting for